Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. So what did you think about the previous episode? What it said at the end of the 18th chapter about the world being deceived by the sorcery, the pharmakia of Babylon, the pharmakia of Babylon. Tell you what, folks, if we have eyes to see, we will see. If we have ears to hear, we'll hear. The Lord will reveal. The Lord will show us. And I am convinced that he's doing so here in these last days. Yes, it's been the last days for the last 2,000 years. So I can say the last days. Is it the last days of all mankind? And are we about to enter into the final seconds? I don't know. I would like to think so. But in the greater scheme of things, probably not. You know, how much time do we have left? No one knows the day nor the hour, but Jesus told us we will know the season. He gave an example. He says, when you see the leaf breaking out of the fig tree, when you see that leaf coming out in spring, you know that warm weather is coming, and you know that summer's coming here. You know things are happening. In other words, we'll be able to discern the season, but the day nor the hour no man knows but the Father. Even Jesus said that. And so it could be relatively quickly. Could it be another 1,000 years? Absolutely. It could be longer than that. I would hate to think that because of the ever-increasing evil that we're seeing, right? Evil is ramping up. But I think, sadly, that that has more to say about our understanding of exactly how bad things will be before the Lord returns. So anyway, we're going to press on. Revelation 19 says this, verse 1, after these things. Well, what things? Well, the things I was just discussing, the things we saw in chapter 18, what John saw with the fall of Babylon and what was going to happen with all that. After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven. Now, he's going to say this a couple of times in a couple of different ways. And the idea being this, that he didn't say it was a loud voice. It was something like a loud voice, but it's a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven. When you see the balance of what's happening in the 19th chapter here, what he's hearing is the overwhelming sound of praise in the form of white noise, as we would describe it. You know, and white noise is that sound of just thunderous waterfalls. That's the sound of white noise, of the sound of rushing wind. White noise is the full spectrum of what mankind can detect orally, what we can detect by hearing. And he's hearing a loud voice like this, but it's not a single voice. It's a multitude, and it's a great multitude in heaven. And they're saying, that's what he says. After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying. So it's this tremendous sound, but it's distinguishable. How's it distinguishable? Because he says they are saying. He can understand what they're saying. Here's what they're saying. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Salvation, glory, and power belong to our God. They're declaring this after these things. Why are they declaring it? Well, they tell us, the next verse continues the sentence, because his judgments are true and righteous. And that phrase, because his judgments are true and righteous, that's literally quotes, affirmations out of the Old Testament. And what I'm reading right now, it's all caps. Let me read the first one right here, Psalm 19:9. Oh, here we go. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, and they are righteous altogether. So it's basically a quote out of Psalm 19:9 is what they're declaring. But they continue on. They say this, for he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her. Folks, this goes all the way back. That avenge thing, he has avenged the blood of his bondservants. That is another quote. And it's out of Deuteronomy. It's out of 2 Kings. Deuteronomy 32:43 says this, "Rejoice, O nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance on his adversaries and will atone for his land and for his people." The Lord will do this. As an example of it, 2 Kings, "You will strike the house of Ahab, your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel." So in the same way that he did with Ahab and Jezebel, he's going to do in the future. They, the great multitude in heaven, are declaring it and are rejoicing over it. What are they saying? Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. And then they declare why, folks? Because his judgments are true and they're righteous, and he has judged the great harlot. We live, folks, in the midst of the day where the great harlot exists, and the great harlot is increasing. Whether it be a particular city, whether it be the city of Babylon. The city of Babylon may be raised again. I don't know. Okay, I don't know about it. I do know that the corrupting influence, okay, I do know that the corrupting influence, the economic system, the religious system, the political system of the immorality of Babylon exists today. It may be in its infancy. I would hope that it's not because of the evil that we see. But folks, don't lose sight of this. This great harlot, this corrupting the earth, this great harlot, this bringing down and coming against the Most High God and his people, the one that is tempting the world and tempting the people of the Lord with her immorality, the Lord will bring judgment upon her. Fear not, okay? Don't lose sight of that. He will bring forth his judgment, and he will avenge the blood of his bondservants. And that upon her, or on her, is really interesting. Listen to this. The second verse, Revelation 19, "And he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her." It literally means that on her literally means from her hand. He will avenge the blood of his bondservants from her hand. In other words, she is the one that shed the blood of the bondservant. The Lord will avenge. Again, remember back to the opening of the six seals when you had the martyrs under the altar and they were crying out what? How long, O Lord, how long until you avenge our blood and until you do some things about this? And he looks at him and says, hey, don't worry about it. Put on these white robes right here, because there's even more of you that need to die and that will die. But the day is coming when I will avenge. That's what's happening right here. So rejoice, folks, even in the midst of trials and tribulations and perilous times. That will continue to increase in ways that we likely have no concept over yet. Rejoice in the fact that the Lord is victorious. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.